Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Okay, let's get this started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy Podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Tripoli.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
The reason that I'm laughing is because I did not hit record and I missed the opening discussion about how we were just vanilla swingers, that we were just very, very, I don't know, what do you call it, white collar swingers. And we weren't into any of the kinky stuff. We weren't into, I guess it depends on what kink. I'm not into bondage, and I'm not into, we were talking about Tijuana and being the place where dogs and horses play with people, and that's just
not
something I want to watch. Not up my alley, I missed that whole discussion getting recorded, but some things are meant to be kept off the podcast.
Better left on the shelf.
So it's been a while, Roger. What's up with you?
A lot. Let's see. The biggest thing, I think the one I missed last week was I had recently sustained an injury. And I was so cranked up on pain meds laying here, sleeping. And I woke up at like 9:30 and you guys were already done. Like for hours.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry to hear that.
Happens to the best of us.
We'll say I threw my back out sport fucking.
Oh, sport fucking. Oh, legitimate injury.
That's the reason I'm going to claim.
Yeah, that's right. I get it now. I get it.
Well, in full disclosure, I have had a joint replacement in the last couple of weeks. And so I am still high on the codeine stuff, because they tell me that pain medicine was meant to be used correctly. And so use it. And so I am. I'm being good. But that doesn't preclude me from recording a podcast with my lifestyle friends, because if you can't handle me when I'm like this, you can't handle me anyway.
So you're saying that we're going to get a subdued Janet. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if it's subdued or just really brutally honest. I've been very brutally honest the last, week or two of recovery. So.
Okay. Look out.
Yeah. I told Mandingo that I got it replaced, and he said, I know what caused that. And I said, me having all of my kids. And he said, no. It was all of that fucking.
Yeah. All that fucking. It really is.
I'm just grateful to be living in the day and age where I can get it replaced and just keep on keeping on.
That's right. It's just a little hiccup.
Exactly.
Just a little hiccup.
That's right. So what do we know? Do we have a story? Do we have words? What do we want to talk about?
I have a product, but I don't have to go first.
Well, I don't care. I'll do my word first, get that done and out of the way, since that seems, then let you guys go to town. And then I have a little something to go along with that afterwards. Koala sex.
Koala sex.
As a little koala.
Koala sex. Now, wait, is this a professor term?
Yes.
Or is this one that you guys made up?
Does it have anything to do with your dream?
The email I regularly
return to and have a new favorite person I follow.
Doesn't have anything to do with short people. Is that what we're talking
about
here?
Little people. They like that.
No, it does
vertically
not.
Vertically challenged.
Okay. So.
Koala.
So
is it when there's two big people that both have pretty good big bellies and then the bellies like hug before they make it to their other private parts and lips?
Oh, that's great.
No, but that's good.
Are koalas like fat?
You know, they're just like cute bears, you know, teddy bear, like big square, you know,
they don't have like a big belly like a Buddha.
Well, Janet, your description has to have a term. It's just this one.
I mean, because I have tried to fuck the whale. Okay, that's in another story from way back in first season or whatever. That bouncing over that stomach and trying to get to that part that they haven't seen in years, and they expect you to deal with.
Okay, koala sex. Is we know koalas are a little cute and cuddly, but when they come to having sex, they are not. The males will growl and grunt, grab the female koala from behind.
Dude, I have koala sex all the time then.
And and will claw and bite her till he ejaculates.
Ooh, baby.
So those people who like to do the biting and the clawing and the hollering and the howling, koala sex.
Koala sex. Wowza.
Now, to go along with the koala, some of the weird shit I research, there's a koala sex position.
Oh.
Okay.
Janet, right up your alley. It's where the man has the woman. She puts her arms around his neck. He picks her up and puts her down on his cock, standing and up against the wall, basically.
Yes.
That's called the koala position. I did not
there
know
you
that.
Go. There you
I
go.
Saw that when I was looking at stuff. So, yeah.
So I have from Mandingo, a position, he says, do you guys know what the butter churner position is?
Butter churner?
Oh,
I that up and down?
The butter churner. And he
That's
says,
how you make butter.
He says, a sex position. The butter churner sex position, also known as the squat thruster, gained attention in 2020 after a contestant on the show Love Island mentioned it as their favorite sex position. In this position, the receiving partner lies on their back with their legs bent and raised towards their head, and the penetrating partner squats to enter from above, performing a thrusting motion that resembles an old-fashioned butter churn. This position can offer deep penetration and has been described as a yoga meets sex position due to the receiving partner being in a position similar to the plow pose in yoga. It requires a certain degree of flexibility and upper body strength, and open communication between partners is essential for safety and comfort. Now, that's what he sent me. I would add, it's going to require a pretty good size member. Okay. Because this is not a little dick position.
I need a visual. I'm gonna have to pull that up.
Yeah.
Tell Mandinga, we need a visual.
I want a visual. That was a lot of words to say, you know.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you think you want to try the butter churner, with an average person, hit me up at spitroastwithus@gmail.com.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. I just want it to be visual. Look, we have a titty in the picture. Oh, this
That's
is
what right.
I want. I want it to be beyond this. It's just a wonderful picture.
Hello. It is.
Oh, Bee has her picture has her beautiful nipples in the picture. She's so good looking.
Yeah. Hottie, hottie.
Gone. She's gone. She's going to take a bath now.
Okay. Yeah, you can do her later. Try that butter she position gone. With her.
Yeah, butter. Get her I'm gonna spoil you tonight. And... We're gonna do the butter churn.
I think with his back, he may not do that. Just saying.
Yeah, that's just that saying. Dumb shit that had me laid up the first time.
Yeah.
No, that's funny.
Yeah. You were churning butter, baby.
I would have said it's a like erotic style two-handed hand job, but
yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
We're going to give this position a go and come back and talk about it.
That's something you know, I've been close to that position. I've had some guy that thought I was the bendy bear that was doing to me, trying to do, and they've done that. But I don't think my cervix could take that.
Oh, I've done that position so many times, I can't even tell you. Because I have long legs, you know? So people really like to,
put them up and pound away.
Oh, yeah, get some leverage up there. Oh, God, I cannot tell you. And then, you know, if you get it in just the right position and they're not hitting your cervix, then, you know, you can just get that sucker.
Yeah, you get butter.
I've done it a lot. I get butter.
Well, I will say something. I was going through pictures yesterday through one of my flash drives, and I saw pictures of all of us at a party.
Oh my.
Roger was on the massage table. Being surrounded. Uh-huh. The next picture was Barbie being spit roasted
The
bed. And then the other one was Janet being bent over. I'm fucking her from behind while she is sucking Fabio's cock.
Oh, hey. Nice. Said,
great memories. Great memories.
Yes.
love those memories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have all fucked each other. For anybody new here. Yeah. Anybody new here? Yes. We have all numerous times.
You know,
occasions.
The great thing I remember is your famous line, Barbie. Enough licky licky, start to fucky fucky.
I mean, what am I here for? It's true.
I kind of like to be warmed up, but then I will scream, just give me a cock. I won't do that. I'm not as poetic as Barbie. I will scream. I will scream, just give me a cock.
Yeah, I don't want a lot of build up. That's good.
Were you there at the party where, so we decided to... So what happens when you throw these parties is people leave stuff behind. There will be G-strings. There will be...
lingerie.
Fancy lingerie. There will be bras. Stuff gets left behind. And the thing is that, you know, I typically will wash it and then I will put it in a pile. I'll wash it as a delicate, okay, and make sure it stays intact. And then I put it in a bin, and my bin got really full. And I was lamenting the fact that people were not claiming their goods. And someone made the suggestion, it might have been Miranda, who said we should have an exchange party. And so there was one party that we had where we said, bring your old lingerie, the lingerie that you ordered from China that came in and doesn't fit, you know, the lingerie that you used to wear but can't wear anymore, or anything that you don't want, anything that was left at your home that you want to do, and let's just put it in a pile and do this big exchange. And then what we did is the master bedroom at the home that we were hosting the parties at had this little back room. It was a porch that had been converted to a room, but it was part of the big master bedroom. And we took and threw in a pile in the middle all of this stuff. And then we told the guys that they could not enter the room. They could watch from outside. Okay. They could not enter that area. And then the women got in there and started trying things on.
Yep.
And so we were trying things on and going, that really looks good on you. Yes, you should take that home. And so it was this total exchange party of the lingerie. And then it morphed into more than that. It morphed into, oh, those are really nice tits, or that really makes your pussy look good. And so then, of course, female on female stuff happened and began to happen. And what was so fun was watching all the guys standing around holding their dicks, waiting for permission, like puppy dogs, waiting their permission to come in and fuck. Okay. And us telling them, no, you have to let us do this. And the thing is that, so we did this thing, we exchanged it all. We all had fun together. The women were screaming. And then there was at some point where Barbie screamed enough of the licky licky. I screamed, I need a cock. And so that meant the guys got to come in. And then it was a free for all and everyone was happy. All I know is that after that party, I ended up with more lingerie than I started with in the damn bin.
That's the moral of the story.
So don't have a lingerie exchange party is what you're saying. if you're the host.
It depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to have fun, that was a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, it was fun.
It was.
And there are certain pieces that I still have that I look at and go, oh, that's from the lingerie exchange party.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I know. Well, I saw the t-shirt that we got you. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. In one of those pictures.
Right.
What did it say? It says, I don't have a bucket list, but I have one hell of a fuck it list or something.
Bucket list. Right.
Yeah.
I will tell you that a favorite bar of mine burned. Partially the bar itself burned the section of it, and it was a partial loss, and the guy did not have any insurance, and so they had GoFundMe set up and they had a bunch of people set up. And the thing is that he had decorated with t-shirts, and he had one of my old t-shirts that I had given when I had worn it, and he said it looked really hot, and so I ripped it off and hung it up, and we had a great time because everybody in the bar got to see the titties while you were hanging it up. This was the kind of bar it was. Okay.
And so
recently, a year or two ago, it had a fire, and I knew that he needed to have the t-shirts replaced. And so I donated that t-shirt to that bar.
Oh,
and
cool.
So you may be driving around the Midwest somewhere, and you may walk into a bar and you may see that t-shirt that says, I don't have a bucket list, I have a fuck it list. That's my t-shirt.
Yay! That's great.
We'll be right back after this short message from Beads on the Go.
Hey, party people. Ready to spice up your next sex party? Introducing Beads on the Go, the world's first anal beads you can wear around your waist. Stylish, discreet, and oh so chic, these beads double as a flirty belt until you're ready for action. Just unclip, lube up, and let the fun begin. No more fumbling in your bag. Keep the party poppin' with Beads on the Go. Available now at all adult boutiques. Beads on the Go, the best ass accessory money can buy.
And now, more from the Beyond Monogamy cast of characters.
I think it's a great way to decorate a place, right?
It is.
To hell with the t-shirt blankets. Let's just put all the nasty t-shirts up on the walls. And I think that's what I should do, like, 20 years from now or whatever, when I start to really feel my mortality. I think I'm going to take whatever room I'm in, if I'm in a nursing home or if I'm in one bedroom apartment or whatever, and I'm going to take the nastiest, dirtiest stuff that I can have, and I'm going to paper the walls with it, and then I'm going to take all of the sex toys and I'm going to hang them like from chains and stuff off of.
Oh my God. You're going to be kicked out of your retirement.
No, so like, I'm going to make it a private room. So like, you'll have the one room and then maybe it's another private small room off to the left or whatever, so that, you know, only special people. But so when I die and my kids come to clean out stuff, they're going to open that door to that room and go, oh my God, what did my mother do?
This was our mom.
She has a sex toy mobile.
Yeah.
Right. Totally, right?
Oh God. That's fantastic. I can see it now.
Yeah. And I would threaten to take all of the thumb drives that I have that have flash drives that I have that have all these pictures on it and leave them somewhere. But I know that what goes on here just stays here, and that even though I might be dead, some other people in those pictures might still be alive. So I'm going to have to be very careful with it. That's the big thing, is when you let people take pictures, you want to try and make sure that the pictures don't have your face, so that there can at least be some plausible deniability. You know,
that is
not the face, not the face, not the face. So be careful. Because even, you know, and that was the whole problem with Doc, is that he would have no problem showing people stuff and talking to people stuff when they realized that what that means is that everyone associates with him is automatically then identified as a swinger lifestyle. And you don't want to get that, especially in the professional world, you don't want to get that label, you know, because even though we say that we're progressive in the United States, we are not.
We are not.
Not compared to Europe and France.
No, that is true.
No.
So Roger, tell me about how any parties you've been to in the last couple weeks, anything good?
Yes. So we were actually at a party last week. And I was, let me back up. A Friday night party. Let me tell you, that is the new, well, it's probably not new, but that is the new best thing. I mean, just get off work, come home. I mean, slam a shot or a drink real quick, run through the shower, brush your teeth, clean up, make a roadie, go to the party, and then just anything you were carrying through the week, just run it out, and there you go. And then you got Saturday and Sunday to recover.
Boy, you're right. What a great way to had a stressful week at work.
It was amazing. And somebody asked, like, hey, you know, should you be doing this with your back? And I'm like, we're going to hold the pedal to the floor and run it till the fucking wheels fall off.
That's right. I'll make an accommodation.
YOLO! I'm going to lay here. I'm going to lay here and let you guys fuck me. Let's call this the corpse position.
The corpse position.
Oh, that's great.
That is the Janet after death position. Just lay there and come on, get me, you guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, it is July, and I don't know how July is where you guys are at, but there was a good meme this week that it compared like Florida to the like temperature in hell. It was kind of funny. It was hot. It was hot in the house with the air cranked down. It was still hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was still hot.
I just don't think hell will be nearly as humid as Florida.
Well, or Houston or New Orleans, you know.
Yeah. Your breath away.
I've heard the same thing about New Orleans. And Naughty in New Orleans is going on or just went on. It's right around this time, right?
That'd be fun. I want to talk to somebody who's gone to that. That would be a lot of fun.
I just saw a picture
Oh,
of Crimson.
Mm.
Naughty New Orleans last week, 2 weeks ago. And she sent a picture with a couple from where we live. We've met the couple.
Great.
We've met them. We haven't played with them, but I'm going, holy moly, how did you guys do this? Just by circumstance.
Small world. Wow.
Yeah, so she went, had a good time.
I'm sure she had a great time.
So
she's a hot mama.
So Barbie, there you go. You want to find out about it? Get a hold of Crimson.
I will.
Back to said party story. At one point, a guy came up and said, talking about his wife, hey, so she's ready for anal tonight. Just remember, you came over here and called down the thunder. Just remember that. No, so anyway, we went into a room and started going at it. It's like, hey, so she ended up laying on her side, and me laying on my side, and takes a minute to get going, and you guys know if you're the guy, you it's best you not start out driving. But once it was going really good, and she had to tap. This was pretty hot. She just nearly went into orgasm seizures. Just it was just a just solid state of orgasm.
Right.
And
oh yeah,
she like started like waving like. anyway, that was kind of hot. That hadn't happened.
Well, you know, really, you can. You have too many organs. You want, don't touch anymore. I got to take a break.
Super sensitive. That super sensitive place.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Sounds like a hell of a party.
So
did you finish in somebody there?
No. Yes, but not in.
Not her.
Yeah.
Not the lady.
Not her. Not in her ass. Of course not. And she tapped it.
Actually, twice. I finished twice.
Oh, yay!
And then got home, did it again. Then Saturday when I woke up, and then. Then I started to go walk it off, and I was doing something. I had to get up and go somewhere Saturday. I can't remember. Came back. D was still in bed, and it's like, well, I guess I'll try again to wake her up. She said she didn't want to sleep all day. Here it comes. But yeah.
Well, I love morning sex. I love morning sex. I love in the middle of the night sex. That's why I sleep naked, y'all, because no barriers. Just, you know, wake me up with the hard dick. Yes, that makes me happy.
No. No.
That sounds like L.
I have a special place in my heart for you.
I'm more of the don't touch me, I'm sleeping, Barrett. Unfortunately.
I slap you away. It's fun when you play hard to get.
Yeah.
But like if you're sleeping good, you're sleeping good, and then you get that touch and that feeling, it's oh, something's going on here. Oh, something really is going on here. And then you're in between the sleep world and the real world, and then they just start playing and start going, and then all of a sudden your insides go hello, and then you know you just hit that it's surreal almost, you know, when you're, it's a twilight thing right in there, just a perfect time, and then when you come and they come, then you're wide awake, and then but as I've gotten older, I can go right back to sleep. No problem.
Aww.
No problem at all.
And when you go back to sleep, like you go back to sleep and sleep hard.
It's a precious sleep. Yeah.
Got a good orgasm and then go take a nap. Oh,
yeah. And then you know, later on in the day, I'll turn to Fabio and go, did I get some last night or was that a dream?
Okay. So,
weeks ago, I was turned on to a product by some friends. We were visiting some friends out of town, and it's interesting. And I'm gonna reach out to this company and see if they'll send some samples. So I want the Beyond Monogamy podcast world to hear this, and if I can get my hands on some samples, hit me up in my email and we'll coordinate this. We'll have to exchange some personal information because of the ingredients. This is why I can't try this product, but it is called Shivers. It says, Shivers. I'm going to show you the picture. Right? So it says, Shivers is not your ED drug. It's your best friend when it comes to sensitivity and physical connection. Grown hemp, GMO free, lab tested.
like in the Roger lab of let's eat asparagus and see whether or not it comes through for the cum as the test.
I think that's telling you it does have, I went through the frequently asked questions, and taking this will show up if you're drug tested at work.
That's great.
It must be CBD.
It is CBD. Hemp they have a whole thing, hemp versus marijuana composition, but,
it's a tablet. Like you're taking a.
I think it's a gummy.
Okay.
And let me get the description of it. I don't want to know about that first cannabis.
Now, like for the next week, he's going to get all sorts of cannabis ads and everything.
Oh yeah, yeah, non-stop. Know, right? Gummies, baby, gummies. Although some good cannabis gummies can be quite the aphrodisiac, it is legal in my state.
My whole issue with that is, I don't. So, like, I know in Vegas it's legal. So we went to the Planet World or whatever, one of the biggest, largest cannabis selling places or whatever, and they have all the different things. And like you have to wait in line and you get a bud master, okay?
Yeah.
And the bud master comes over and talks to you and says, what do you want with out of this or whatever? And you know, I said I would like something that enhances sexual performance. And they kind of issued wishy-washy around. This was a couple of years ago. Okay, so it may be advanced. They may have figured this out, but they kind of wishy-washy it around. And basically, this guy hinted to me that he couldn't guarantee it, but that this certain one was supposed to make you more horny or whatever for sexual performance. Because my experience with 420, and when somebody smokes, especially, number one, I don't like the way it makes their skin taste. And number two, I don't like the way they smell. And then three, it did not do anything to enhance them. It was like fucking a drunk guy, a very, very drunk guy. The dick would not get hard.
Oh yeah, that's not true.
It was beyond whiskey dick. It was a pot dick. You know.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I will tell you that Elle enjoys the gummies, and she has said multiple times that it does make her horny.
Oh yeah, I agree. I'm with Elle.
So I know when she's taking the gummy from pain or whatever, I'm getting pussy that night.
I do remember Barbie. We had a brownie that made me really hung, really, really.
Oh, horny. That was really good.
Really, really horny to the point. Wasn't of that like, out of I the remember. Country? We were out of the country on vacation, and I remember having to use a plastic bottle because this was with my first husband, and it wasn't doing the trick.
A plastic bottle, like
myself.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's convenient if you're thirsty afterward.
Right. when you're, you know, you just improvise. I'm a MacGyver of sex.
So this so they have a male supplement and a female supplement. Okay. And the active ingredient is in the, this is the female one, red ginseng, arginine, glutamine, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn berries. It looks like Sisandra, like I guess it's going to make you scissor and tribulus. Anyway, it's so this is the pleasure enhancement gummy that you are hearing all about. Take a shivers, and within a short time your body becomes overwhelmed with sensitivity and intimacy. Try with your partner together and reach a whole new level.
If there's anybody out there that can give us some insight, please let us know. Send us a note. You want to do this, go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. There's a button there to email Roger. There's a button there to email me, Janet. Send us a note and let us know if you've done this. If you want to talk about it on this podcast, we're always looking for guests. We like to have fun. But yeah, it sounds interesting. Or if you have a particular take on it that you think would work, great.
Yeah, and Roger, you should get the samples. I would really like for you and Dee to try that out and report.
Yeah,
you
know,
I would like to see if the results match the marketing.
Oh, so not even close. You know, come on. And what do they want? $45?
Strikes again. The professor strikes again.
It's not cheap. Mm-mm. But and the male one does have some different ingredients. The description is the same, but it says it's not ecstasy, but like the people I've heard talk about taking ecstasy, it's almost like it's a mild version of that. Like it just makes you a little more sensitive. So you respond more to the touching and intimacy. And Barbie, I mean, we'd try it, but we kind of don't need it. I mean, we can't even
pass
each other in the kitchen without just a solid game of grab ass.
Yeah, so. You're right. You don't need any enhancement. No, please. Yeah. I'd like to know if somebody else would try that. I don't know. I'm such a cynic, I guess.
If you're listening and you and your wife just get together about once a month. You're the one I want to hear from.
Yeah, that's right.
If they'll come off of it, I can talk them into sending out some samples.
Professor Steve and I were talking before the recording, and he brought up a topic that I think we're at time now, so I'm going to probably cut this because we've been going too long, so I got to cut these ones shorter. I think I want to hold for the next time, but he was discussing the fact that a couple that they have partied with in the lifestyle has announced that they are separating.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah, shocking. Ooh. And we just saw them, I think, 3 weeks ago. Wow. At a party.
She was
one of the ladies that I was doing the two finger mouth deal trick with.
Ah, yes.
Okay, wow. So this wasn't the one on the last podcast with the rooftop.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
That's a whole nother bat crap crazy issue there.
Well, you know, the lifestyle changes us sometimes.
So. I was dying.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what I'll do is we'll cut this off, but I want you to think about it and bring this topic in. And any of you listeners, you want to weigh in on this, you know how to catch us. It's beyondmonogamypodcast.com. That's also where you can catch up on old episodes if you want to some of the things we referred to today also were things that were back in season one. Keep listening. We get up our followers enough, maybe Shivers will start sending us the product for us to try it for free, and so that we can promote it. You know, it's, yeah, let's get our audience up. So tell a friend.
Yeah, on the I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're close.
No, go ahead. Say it. Go ahead.
I'm going to get Shivers to listen to the podcast. I'm going to get them to hear the solid commercials our producer is able to put out there.
So for all you flies who've lasted through the end of this, thanks for being the fly on the wall. And I hope that next time that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.